More than 15% of the metro area's 16 to 24-year-olds are both unemployed and not attending school. Those are the findings of a new report by Measure of America, part of the Social Science Research Council. Co-author Kristen Lewis says disconnected young people tend to come from distressed neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods where, you know, entrenched poverty and residential segregation by race and income, low levels of education, and high rates of unemployment are kind of cutting off the whole community from the mainstream.
Lewis says there are also large differences among neighborhoods. For example, disconnection rates in Hunts Point and Mott Haven in the Bronx are more than five times higher than those in the West Village and Greenwich Village. Authors of the study say they hope it'll spark conversations about addressing those differences. Firefighters rescued a 19-year-old New York University student who became trapped between two buildings in Lower Manhattan. Officials say rescue workers had to breach a concrete wall to gain access to Asher Bong Tao, who was found wedged in an area about 6 to 18 inches wide between an NYU dorm and a parking garage yesterday evening. It took rescue workers over an hour and a half to pull the student out. Police say Vong Tao was conscious and taken to Bellevue Hospital in stable condition. It's unclear how the student got stuck or for how long. It's going to be mostly sunny, brisk, and chilly today, getting up to 47 degrees. Then tonight, it'll be cold again with a low around 40 overnight. Then for tomorrow, Election Day Tuesday, partly cloudy, a little milder with a high in the mid-50s. Wednesday, milder still, getting up to the lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds. Right now, it's 36 degrees in Central Park. Winds are gusting to 23 miles per hour, and we have sunny skies. This is WNYC at 810.
Support for NPR comes from T. Rowe Price, presenting T. Rowe Price Connections, a series about exploring opportunities in the global